welcome to the Backend Business Babe podcast. I'm your host, Mariana Lalik, and on this show, we dive into all things backend business, things like email marketing, funnels, operations, team management, finance, podcasting, and so much more. So let's dive right in. Welcome back to another episode of the Backend Business Babe podcast. I am very excited today to bring you my first official guest who specializes in backend business, just like me. So I honestly think she is the absolute perfect person to have on here as my first guest. And I am just ecstatic to have her share basically what she brings to the table in the online space. So I'm going to introduce to you Tara Leeson, and she is a systems expert who specializes in putting systems in place for business owners to streamline their business process, to bring in leads and sales on repeat so you can grow your business without working too hard, right? And overworking, yes, and getting burnt out. We could talk about that later. But I absolutely love it. This is truly what is aligned with me. I feel like we are the same in many ways and our mission to really help business owners streamline their processes. Cause I could tell you, girl, like working on the back ends of people's business, I've seen everything. Like they got to get their systems in place, right? So.
Oh my God. Yes. Yes. Exactly. Like seriously, I'm always so shocked at how many people just don't have systems at all. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you, but like, that's the one that always I'm so shocked by is the number of people that just like have zero systems. And when we start putting them in, how much of a drastic difference it actually makes.
Yeah. And in terms of right time too, like time, energy, money, like everything. Mm-hmm. Things don't fall through the loophole, through the cracks. You know, I've seen that too, where you just have no systems in place and everything's all over the place. Guess what? Stuff's going to get missed, right? Yeah. So if you can just like, you know, give me a rundown, if you want to do an official introduction, I know I introduced you, but if you want to introduce yourself and let us know even how you got into this. And I guess what was your background before and then how you transitioned into this now? I always love a little backstory.
Yes, absolutely. So I am Tara. I'm a systems expert. And my like tagline thing that I love saying is I help business owners put systems into your business so you can live in your life, not in your business, still make daily sales. It's really what I do. And my backstory. So I have two degrees. I have a degree in psychology. I have a degree in nursing. I started my first business in fitness. This is not my first business. This is my second one, but I started my first business in fitness while I was still a nurse. I was working three jobs and I honestly had to have systems in my business then because it really had to be running while I was working all my jobs. I also have a family, like I have two kids, I'm married, and there was so much personal shit going on in our house. So my systems had to be like airtight for things to be actually running in my business while I was doing all of this other stuff and I really wanted to build a business. So at the time, the passion was fitness. So that's where I started. And it was interesting because, you know, I had these systems set up. I had the landing pages, the sales pages, the organization systems. I had all this stuff, but there was a lot of people that I saw that didn't. And a lot of people that were asking me about my systems and how I was running things. So I started helping people with their businesses and kind of showing them what I was doing. And it led to me actually helping them for money and getting paid for these things and kind of doing that on the side. And I just like fell in love with it. I absolutely loved it. And it's interesting to me. And I'm sure that you find this as well. It's the way that my brain works almost is I can just see a business and I can see how the system flow should be and a really nice way that we can set up your system so that you can save time, so that you can have like leads actually coming in so that you're not searching everywhere and overwhelmed and all of this stuff. And it just creates this nice flow where you guide them to your offers and, you know, we can organize the back end so that you're not missing things, all of this kind of stuff. And I just absolutely love doing it. And I still feel like there's this huge gap in the industry where not a lot of people are doing it. And there's so many businesses that don't have systems. So I just went full in to doing it.
That's
And
amazing.
yeah, I've been doing it now for a couple years and I just love it. So
That's amazing. So I'm just curious, are you still only working with those who are in like the fitness industry, or have you branched out to working with any business owner that is looking for help with? Okay. Yeah.
yeah,
That I
I
love that
work with
transition.
anyone. Yeah, it's I work with authors, I work with different coaches. There's people that are more like in the spiritual kind of area. I'm not like super woo-woo myself, but I do work with people who maybe are more that way. I've worked with agencies, like lots of different businesses. So, yeah.
I love it. And just your story and how it originated and how you've been able to transition and pivot always amazes me. I feel like as entrepreneurs, like there's always a story, like where we started and how we started. And a lot of us with, what we were doing in our careers prior is has nothing to do with what we're doing now, too, which is interesting. I came from the banking world, right? And from banking and finance and now doing, just back end business, it's a big transition. So I know you mentioned that a lot of people don't have systems, which you're 100% right. And one of the biggest complaints I see online is, oh, I put my offer out there, but nobody's buying, right? So that's a big one that I've been tapping into in helping people not lose leads, right? Because once you get that interest, and if you haven't captured them in any way, shape, or form, guess what? You have no way of following up with them, right? So I say, like, you're literally losing your leads in thin air, right? And you are never going to sell that way. The reality is, it takes people like a good 10 to 15 times to see something to purchase. So if you don't have some sort of system or funnel in place, they're gone. So all your hard work on social, all your reels, all your posts, all your, I don't even know what, your stories, your everything you're doing, if you don't have something in place leading them someplace else, like to your offers. So I'm just curious if you've experienced that, and what would be like your number one piece of advice that you can give someone if they don't have some sort of system in place for that?
Yeah, absolutely. I hear the same thing all the time. And it's the exact same issue is that they put offers out, but there's really nothing to drive leads into the offer. That's like the key piece that's missing. And so it's really the way that I look at it is setting up this like systems flow where you have, your offer, you look at your offer first. How are we going to drive the leads there and getting a really specific lead magnet? It's not just about throwing out whatever freebie. I feel like a lot of people do that and they think, well, if I just put out a freebie, like that'll be good enough. You have to actually get specific and think about how is this going to actually connect to the offer and be like, make the offer be the obvious next step. So you have the specific freebie, you have the email funnel that guides people right into your offer, and then it makes it like an obvious little flow there of them going right into your offer. And even if everyone doesn't purchase, you've still added them onto your email list. You can still market to them on the back end. They may purchase further down the line. They may purchase something else. Like there's so many other options you have, but you're not just losing your leads, like you said.
And you made a really good point. And now that I'm thinking about it, it is 100% true, right? You do see a lot of people put out opt-ins or lead magnets or whatever, and then they complain, oh, they downloaded my meet lead magnet, but nobody's buying. Well, because the person who downloaded the lead magnet is interested in A, but your offer is B. So why would they? So there does have to be a clear correlation between the two, because you are attracting people who have a specific either desire or, need or something like that that they're looking for. So I love that point that it should be connected, right?
Yeah, and that's how I always like I just always think of systems as having this systems flow. And that's what I teach all the time when I'm teaching systems, because I have system school where I actually teach it. And then when I'm setting it up for done for you clients, it's always the systems flow and looking at how does everything flow together in your business, because that's how it has to be. Like it can't be pieces of systems everywhere, because that also doesn't work. Like you can put in a landing page, or you can put in a sales page, or you can put in like a random email funnel, but that really isn't going to help you. There's still going to be work on either end of that.
100% true. So now I am curious, what are your thoughts on using all-in-one systems versus, and I'm sure you see this a lot online too. You got, somebody who has one platform for emails, another one for their website, a third one for their checkout pages. It drives me personally up the wall when I see it. So what do you like, what would you suggest just as a systems expert if you're at that point where you are making sales and you could maybe invest a little bit more? And on top of that, I actually did a podcast about this, like a solo episode a few weeks ago. You're probably spending the same amount realistically, right? Because you're trying to save money, and 30 bucks here, 30 bucks there, 30 bucks there. It's still adding to the 100 bucks that you could have put into a nice all-in-one system. So just what are your thoughts on that? And how do you think people could actually benefit from investing in something like that early on? And what they usually wait a little bit too long to
Yeah,
do.
it's funny that you ask because I talk about this too, and I actually do systems audits with people for this exact reason. I have done this with people and we have saved them like thousands of dollars. I'm sure that you've seen the same thing because when you're A, not familiar with system platforms, you don't know what you're investing in and you don't know what all they can do. So I see people that are, investing in multiple different things. Some of them do the same thing, so it doesn't make sense. So we can cut things out right away. And if they are further along in business, it makes way more sense to have an all-in-one because you are going to save money. Like at the end of the day, if you have multiple platforms, you're still going to have like an integration platform such as Zapier to have to connect everything anyways, which is going to cost more. And like if you're doing it yourself, it's going to be more work in the end anyway. So there's different things that you have to take into consideration. I think I do give the option of setting it up on specific individual platforms, but I'm very specific as to what I recommend. So it's like ConvertKit, ThriveCart for sales pages, ConvertKit for email, ThriveCart for sales pages. Those would be the two that I would go with, and then an all-in-one otherwise, because you still, even if you have those two, if you're doing call bookings, you have to get Calendly. Like if you have a course, you have to get the course. Well, actually, you can use ThriveCart now for your courses, but a lot of people don't know that. And then they get something like Thinkific that costs like crazy amounts,
A lot, yeah.
and you don't need to. So, yeah, an all-in-one is usually always your best bet.
Yeah. And also, I would say it takes a little bit of thought on their end too, as to where they want their business to go in the future, right?
Exactly.
So, if at some point down the road you do want to offer courses or go evergreen on whatever thing you're doing now that's live, right? Which is time consuming, to also think of that, right? Think of where you want to go in the future. So don't necessarily base your systems decisions on where you are right now, but where you plan on going. It's the transition is just going to be so much easier if you do that.
That's the other thing. Yeah, because if you do, like if you're growing in the future, you still have to think about when you're going to transition over into something bigger because that's going to have to happen. And that is also going to be an expense because, well, it's either that or it's going to be a lot of work for you to do yourself. It's one or the other.
Yeah, no, that's true. So what about in terms of, just general like time saving for business owners and entrepreneurs? I know we have a habit of just wasting time on a lot of things that we don't need to do. And we don't see that it could be affecting our income, right? Or we think, oh, like, it's okay. Like I just put like 3 hours into that. It's okay. Right. But that's time spent that A, you're not getting paid for, and B, you're just losing out and you're wasting your time that could be better spent in other places to give you that efficiency and where you can end up generating more income if you are actually spending your time wisely. Do you suggest like any, let's say, time management apps or like anything like that so they could actually see where their time is going?
So I don't do time tracking tools necessarily, but something that I love using to organize everything is Asana.
Yes.
That's one that I absolutely love. I don't know which one. Do you use
I
Asana?
use Asana. Yeah. I don't know what I would do right now if I can't get into Asana. I feel like my
I,
whole life is in there right now.
yes. And I have tried, I swear to God, I've tried all of the other ones. I I cannot stand them. I will only use Asana because it's so simple and it's so easy to use. And if you really want to, you can use it with all of the other features that any of the other ones have. Like you can add pictures, you can add attachments, you can add all of this stuff, but it is by far the easiest one to use and actually organize everything in. You can automate things in there, like you can add zaps that automate things in, which I do. And just like planning out your business, planning out your content, planning out, engagement. There's so many things that I use it for, and it saves a ton of time. Especially the one thing that I really see, and I don't know if you see this too, but I see people, setting these lofty goals for themselves, but then having no plan to hit it, or they're just like winging it, doing random things. And if they just looked at exactly, what they need to do, and by planning it out in something like Asana, it helps so much and it does save you so much time, and it actually will get you there probably faster and ensure that you actually do get there.
And I love, just personally me, I know I've always been like a checklist type of person. So one thing I love about Asana too is you can, customize it. So you could either look at it in like a board form, right, where you're just moving things around, or in the form of a list. So all of my stuff is in the form of a list. If you are a list person, if you're visual like that, you love to just, mark that check that it's done. It's perfect for you. And you could also set deadlines for yourself and for each task, which is great. For those of you that don't use tools like this, which is really cool, you can do subtasks for each task. It's such a brain space saver, I guess you could say, right? Because if you're not using a tool like this, what happens? It ends up all sitting in your head and you cannot get a good night's rest. You can't really function if you have that much stuff going on in your head, right? And when you are talking about like launches and funnels and lead generation and content creation and all the stuff that we need to do as entrepreneurs to have a successful business, it is overwhelming if you try to keep all that stuff in your head. I mean, and then what happens? You end up leading to burnout. You end up resenting your business, right? You just don't like it. You're not happy with it. You feel drained, right? So how can you make that so it's a little bit easier on you?
Like 100%. And I feel like people have this idea that it's going to be so hard to organize in there, but it truly gives you so much time back, and it's really not as hard as I think people expect it to be. It's just getting over the hurdle of actually going and doing it.
And
And
learning
like the
it.
best thing about Asana is like I've always used the free version because I don't have a team at this point. It's just me, which I'm good with. I like, but you can use the free version for a super long time and it has a ton of features. Like it's so good.
Yeah, I think I used a free version and we do have a team. So it's nice. I can still add everybody in there. I can assign tasks. I can take a look and see what's done. I can pop in and I want to point this out too, because you did mention this in the beginning. I do work also outside of the house. So I'm one of those people, I'm living proof where I need to make sure my business is running when I am not there, right? So I do have the Asana app on my cell phone and I can literally take 2 seconds even throughout my workday and just take a look at the Asana board and see, check, 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 check. Okay, look, it's getting done. Perfect. Put it aside and my headspace is rested and I can continue my job throughout the rest of the day. So it also helps with multitasking. I mean, and realistically, a lot of us do have jobs outside of entrepreneurship, especially while you are growing a business. Sometimes you have to, or it just helps create that, consistent income that you still need to be able to invest in what you need to do. So if you are not using some sort of tool like that, I highly suggest it. And then again, we want to make sure that you're not losing your leads. That's the last thing that you want, right? You need those leads to be able to make sales online. Without sales, we don't have a business, right? Now, also, I'm just trying to think in terms of systems and processes, things like Zapier, I know gets really confusing to many. And I have found in situations where, they are using Zapier because they are using those multiple platforms, right? And they think they set up a Zap, right? And you come to find 2, 3 months later, it's just not working, right? So you do have to, consciously be aware of those things and like
remember also where you set up the automations and for what too. I find
Yes.
that it becomes a little bit difficult at some point because they're like, crap, like I don't know how this is going from here to here. So do you have some sort of like, organization process where, or like a flow chart or something where you see where things are coming from? Because I find a lot of people, especially transitioning, like working with different VAs and OBMs and all that, it's like one doesn't know what the other one's doing, and one doesn't know how the other one is set up, and then the client doesn't know, right? Because that's not their specialty. So, any sort of like organization tips to stay on top of like what the heck you're doing online as a business owner?
Yeah, so I think there's two ways that I look at this. I really look at, especially with Zapier, like less is more. I see a lot of people that I have seen some people who have like lists and lists of Zaps that are set up. And yes, that might be beneficial, but at the same time, I don't know how you keep track of all of that. Like at some point, it kind of gets a little bit crazy. I think automating what you need to help you to save time is the best way to go about it. It's really being intentional about what you're automating and thinking about what is going to serve you best. And then the way that I really look at systems is I break them down into like three areas. So it's leads and sales, organization, automation, and then creating the flows within that so that we know exactly what's happening in each area. So then it really makes sense and it's laid out specifically in each area and it's very clear what's happening for every bucket that's there. So in leads and sales, it's always driving towards the offer. In organization, it's really what do you need to get done to, hit your tasks, to hit your goals, what needs to get done in the back end of your business, to serve your clients day to day, all of those kind of things. Automations, that's where you would actually know like what is automated in your business and be listing those things out, but not having too many. I think people can really go overboard with it. One thing that I have seen a lot lately, and I want to know what you think about this, is ManyChat and people are wanting to automate all of their conversations. I want to get your take on that because I have my opinions, but I want to know what you think.
So I have heard of ManyChat, and I, like you said, it's coming up more and more recently. I think it's just becoming like the thing to do. And sometimes it's not always best to follow the thing to do. Right? So for multiple reasons, I personally have not set it up. I'm not a fan of bots. Right. I want a real person speaking to me, and I know when it's a bot, right? Now, I don't know if other consumers or just, people in general who are not entrepreneurs, if they're surfing, the internet, if they realize that it's a bot, but I'm sure you could tell the difference that it's not customized, So that's one reason. And then another reason, and I don't know how true this is, but I have heard that it has caused issues with social media platforms, right? Because you're attaching to a bot to your account. So you get flagged as, either being a bot, right? Or something. So I don't want to put my account at risk by doing something like that, just to make something like giving somebody a simple hello or sending them a, let's say, a link to my Facebook community or sending them a link to my podcast. I hear people, say like, hey, drop episode number X, Y, and Z in my DM and then you'll get the link, right? I'll do that. If someone does message me, like I will do that. So yeah, that's my sort of take on it. So what's yours? I see by the nod you might be in the same.
Yeah, I have found it very interesting. I have to say, I have it set up to send some of my freebies, but I absolutely follow up after it sends because I don't want it to just be like a bot send. And I've also experienced it where people want me to set up full on very long strings of conversation with people with multiple replies and all of this, and I won't do it. I don't believe in doing that. I think that there's really something to be said with like building your business on relationships. Like, I think that we need to be doing more than that or need to be doing more of that. And like you said, people can tell when it's a bot. Like, they know that they're not talking to you. And if you really want someone to be paying you money and investing like large amounts of money, which many people online do want that, They want to be talking to you. They don't want to be talking to some random bot. Like, that's not going to get them to want to invest in you. So
if anything, I feel like that will frustrate people more. Yeah. You know, we have to deal with enough bots, unfortunately, when we call major companies and having to deal with them, and the bot doesn't understand what you're asking. And it says, like, you know, ask again, or ask in a different way, or do you not like these following options? Right. Mm-hmm. It just gets you so frustrated. You X out of it and you're like, whatever, you know, nobody can help me. So I can see that. And I love that you're saying that, you know, online business should be built on building, you know, real relationships and conversations and getting to know the person. How can you really get to know somebody on a deeper level and not actually be the one speaking to them?
Yeah.
So.
I don't know.
Yeah. And the more, like, with all the AI stuff and the AI tools, I feel like it is going to get worse, like with the automated stuff, and we're going to lose touch with that whole relationship side of it. Now, I don't know what that's going to look like later down the road, but you can obviously see the difference between now and, you know, where we were like 2 years ago. I don't know when you started in the online space. I started during COVID. It was highly, 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 like, get in the DMs, have the conversations, you know, build the relationships, get to know everybody, join all the networking chats, right? There were no bots. Like, I don't think there was a many chat, or if there was, like, we didn't know it existed.
Yeah.
So it is going to change the game drastically. Listen, it might work if you have, like, an evergreen, you know, a small, like, $7, $20 offer or something. But like you said, if you are looking to have people invest in larger amounts with you, you want to make sure you're having real conversations to uncover real needs.
Well, and I think it's interesting because I think what people are seeing is some of the larger influencers who have it set up that are selling courses that are like, you know, $24, 24 courses for $24, you know, comment the word, whatever. And they see this long string of comments and they're quoting, I'm making passive sales and making millions on this and blah, blah, blah. And they see this as a thing that potentially they could do. Like, other people are seeing this as something that they could do. But the key thing that's missing here is you need that massive audience. You need the volume in order for this to be possible for you. It's not just the fact that they set up ManyChat. Like, that's not the key factor here. And they don't need... The other thing is they don't even teach you how to set up ManyChat and do the automation. So that's the part that kills me about the whole thing.
But no, you are right. You do need to still be able to get your content out, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of those people, they are already viral, right? They already have, you know, thousands and thousands of views and comments and all of that. So them adding, you know, a simple bot to, you know, buy a $20 offer. Yes, it does work for them, right? So just think about that. I have toyed myself with Boosted posts on it. Mm-hmm. And I've had success growing my email list from it, leading people into a opt-in page to learn more information about a course, right, that I have coming up. So that's something simple. It doesn't take too many steps. It is getting your stuff out there more. It's not a huge investment. You're not wasting your time hustling people in the DMs. I like having conversations, but I don't like hustling people in the DMs. That's one thing I won't. So doing that where your post, right, your organic post is reaching more people and then leading them to a potential offer that you have coming up, like, hey, join my wait list for X, Y, and Z. And if they're joining, guess what? You have people who are genuinely interested in what you have to offer. So I found it to just be a fun little tool for me just to help generate more leads of people who are interested in what I have to offer. And there's so many different ways that you can do all this online. And that's, you know, the fun part, when it can also be like the overwhelming part for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Is so many different ways, so many different systems, so many different strategies, right? And you never know what's going to work for one person. If it's worked for someone else, it doesn't mean it's going to work for you. So a lot of it is also sort of trial and error to see what does have success. You know, maybe someone else tried what I did and it sucked. Maybe they didn't get one person on their list, but maybe someone else might try it and get thousands of people on their list. So, you know, get out. Don't be afraid to use systems. Don't be afraid to streamline your stuff. Don't be afraid to try new things to see what works and, like, experiment a little bit. If you are listening to this and you haven't yet, like, dipped your toes into, you know, funnels and, you know, all-in-one systems and things like that, just try. It's not going to hurt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I highly appreciate you coming on here today and just sharing your expertise. Like I said, you're the first guest on this podcast all about back-end business stuff. So I'm sure I will have you back on here.
Yay.
We can
Yeah,
talk
this
about a
is
different
great.
topic. Yes.
Yeah.
But if you can let the audience know, where is the best place to find you? Is it Instagram or like where do you hang out mostly?
Yeah, mostly on Instagram. It's at I am Tara Leeson. And then I also have a website, tara.leeson.
Awesome. So again, thank you. If anyone here has a question about anything we spoke about today, like I said, you cannot leave a comment on the podcast, but you can leave a review. You can drop those questions in the review section. I'd be happy to answer them or even have Tara come back and answer them for herself.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. I would love to. So, yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on here.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Backend Business Babe podcast. Again, I'm your host, Mariana Lalik, and my job is to make sure the back end of your business runs more smoothly. So if you have a topic you'd like me to cover on any future episodes, go ahead and leave me a review with those topic suggestions, and I'll go ahead and do my best to see if I can help answer those questions for you. And guess what? If I can't, I can bring you a guest who specializes in it. So go ahead, leave me a review. It's always appreciated. Share this episode with your friends if you found it valuable. And until next time, stay resilient.